When you meet a friend.
Hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English. With someone every day. Let's talk in English. With someone every day.
That's the way.
Hey, friends, and welcome to the Saturday show of Let's Talk in English right here at
the mall.
So today is Saturday, and it's January 2nd. That means it's still the beginning of a new year. So, friends,
Happy New Year!
My name is Tom, and I'm happy to be here.
And my name is Andrea. I am also very happy to be here to share the new year with all of you and also to review. Now, this week we talked about many different things. We learned how to say goodbye to friends and family.
Yeah.
We talked about New Year, right, Tom?
Mm-hmm. We did talk about New Year. At the beginning of a new year, there are many new things, which is exciting, but I'm thinking about Jason. It's not easy to say goodbye to old friends. Well, we have met someone new this week. Do you remember what her name is? That's right. Jean, let's review this week's lessons right now. Here we go.
Goodbye, Sasha. Your friend, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, sorry. Hello, Tom. I am saying goodbye to Sasha.
Who is Sasha?
She is a friend in my English class. She is a beautiful girl.
She is beautiful?
Yes. I'm writing her a goodbye card.
Where is she going?
Sasha finished school. She is going home to Russia.
I'm sorry. You are saying goodbye to a friend. That is not easy.
Yeah, I agree.
You can write, see you later. Maybe you can see her again.
See you later. Okay. See you later, Sasha. Thanks for your help, Tom.
Wait, Jason. Why is your goodbye card so short?
What do you mean?
See you later is very simple. You can write more.
Well, maybe I can. Sasha is a special friend.
Why is she special?
Well, she is very helpful.
Write that and more. I can help you.
Tom, I finished the card.
That's great.
Thanks for all your help yesterday.
What are you two talking about?
Jason wrote a goodbye card for his friend from class.
Oh, I see. Can you read it to us, or is it too personal?
Just read it to us. We're friends.
Well, okay. Here, you read it, Tom.
Dear Sasha, I was so glad to meet you in class. Now you are leaving. I will be sad, but your family will be happy. You are a beautiful person, inside and outside. You are also an energetic person. Thank you for being so helpful in class. I learned a lot from you. And will always remember you. I will miss you. Let's keep in touch. See you later. Your friend, Jason.
Jason, that's wonderful. You said some nice things.
thanks. I change the words again and again.
When you write, you should revise. Good job.
Thank you.
When will you give Sasha the card?
Tonight. Our class is having a goodbye party for her.
Give her a hug when you give her the card.
Maybe. I have to go. Bye.
Bye.
Farewell, 2009. So long to a marvelous year.
Emma, are you okay?
Yes. It's time for a new calendar. I get a little sad on New Year's Eve.
Really? Most people are excited about the new year.
I know, but this year had so many special moments. I don't want to see them go.
Your memories won't go anywhere, Emma. No one can take them away from you.
You are right, Jack. I'll always have them. We've had some good times together right here at the Jungle Cafe.
And we will have even more next year.
Yes, you're right. We will have many more memories next year.
We say goodbye to one year and hello to a new year.
That is exciting.
Hey, guys.
Did you work on your list?
Oh, right. We are each sharing our list of goals for the new year. I haven't started writing mine yet.
That's okay.
But I'm excited about the new year now, thanks to Jack.
Well, we can talk about our lists.
Yeah, let's take a look at what we have.
I have a list of goals for 2010.
I assume your goal is to be an actor?
No. That's not on my list.
Okay, Tom. What is one of your goals?
I want to see every new movie that comes out.
Tom, that's not really a goal. That's something you always do.
Do you have any new and different goals?
Okay, I have another one. I want to climb Mount Everest.
That's the highest mountain in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, have you ever climbed a mountain?
Well, no, not really, but I want to aim high.
Okay, interesting. I want to record my own song this year.
Jack, that is great. I know you can do it.
Thanks. What's one of your goals, Amy?
I hope to wake up earlier every day. That's a great goal. Thanks. Time is precious, so I want to use it better. Here is mine. I'll say I love you to my family a lot more.
That is sweet. I have one now. My goal is to enjoy the things I do.
You don't enjoy them now? What do you mean?
Well, not always. But I want to choose to enjoy all things, from working to cleaning to hanging out with friends. I choose to enjoy life.
That's great. It's going to be a happy new year.
Happy new year. My name is Emma, and I want to welcome all our old and new friends to the mall. Are you looking forward to more adventures in the new year?
I know I am. If you are at the mall, come see me at the Jungle Cafe.
Remember me? I'm Tom. I work at the mall's movie theater, but I'll also teach with Andrea. Teaching together is a lot of fun for us. Get ready to keep learning.
Hi, I'm Amy. I'm so happy I work at the mall. I work at one of the clothing stores in the mall. Our clothing store just got a new look. Come and see what's new.
I'm Jason, and I work here at the tribal store. Just like you, I am also learning English. The mall is a great place to do that. My friends are always helpful. We learn new lessons here every day. Stay with us this new year.
Good to see you at the bookstore again. I'm Pam. I love starting a new book. I get excited when I look at the cover and imagine what the story will be. Each page has words to read and to discover. That is kind of like a new year. Every day is a new page.
Hello, friends.
I'm Jack. I work at the music store. But right now, I am on vacation. We have a long flight. I am going to Brazil, and I'm so excited to see the rainforest. I'll have many stories to tell you when I get back to the mall. I'm thankful for my travel agent. Her name is Jean, and she is the best.
I'm Jean. I work at the travel agency here at the mall. I like to help people with their travel plans. Learning a new language is good for traveling too, so I'll be right here to help you.
Hello again, everybody. I hope you are enjoying our Saturday review day. And now it's time to go to one of my favorite places, the movie theater, to review today's and this week's features. So grab some popcorn. Here we go.
It's time for Word Power. This week, we are looking forward to the new year. What are some things we can do better? We can exercise more. It is good for our health. We can exercise every day for 30 minutes. Running, walking, and dancing are good ways to exercise. Exercise.
运动.
Exercise. Uh-oh, are your pants too tight? Do you need to lose weight? One way to lose weight is to diet. When we diet, we eat more healthy food, and we eat less food. We stop eating food that is bad for us. Diet.
节食, 限制饮食.
Diet. Did you save your money this year? Or did you spend all of it? Next year, save your money. You don't need to go shopping every day. Save money.
省钱.
Save money. Do you stay up late? Go to bed earlier. If you go to sleep earlier, you can get more rest. Then you will have more energy. Sleep.
睡觉.
Sleep. How is your English? Did you learn a lot of new words this year? Next year, you can study English more. Practice 10 minutes a day with a friend. Study.
研读.
Study. We'll see you next year. Remember these words and you'll have Word Power!
Hello, friends. Welcome back to Sing and Say. I'm Black Pearl. And remember, when I sing, you sing. When I say, you say. Okay?
Okay.
Good! Simple. Sing it.
simple.
It's simple. Say it.
It's simple.
Beautiful.
Say,
sing it.
Beautiful.
You are beautiful. Say it.
You are beautiful.
I know. Helpful. Sing it.
Helpful.
Yes. Sing and say is helpful. Say it.
Sing and say is helpful.
Yes, it is. It's fun. Sing it.
It's fun.
Good. Energetic. Sing it.
Energetic.
Yes. I'm energetic. Say it.
I'm energetic.
Yeah. See you later. Sing it.
See you later.
Good. Keep in touch. Sing it.
Keep in touch.
Yes. I'll miss you. Say it.
I'll miss you.
I look forward to. Say it.
I look forward to
seeing you again. Say it.
Seeing you again.
Yeah. Marvelous. Sing it.
Marvelous.
Woo. Moments. Sing it.
Moments.
Yes. Memoirs. Say it.
Memoirs.
Woo. Precious. Sing it.
Precious.
You are all fabulous. And I love you all. Fabulous. Fabulous. Bye-bye. Bye.
Saturday surprise. Well, friends, for today's Saturday surprise, we're going to learn more about this month's song time. Are you ready to sing and learn together? Well, let's go. Surprise.
Surprise. Hello, everyone. It's Saturday again, and we do have a big surprise for you. We have some friends here today. So first, let's say hello to Angus.
Hello, Emma. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, we're always glad to see you, Angus. And we're always happy to see our good friend, Rex. Hi, Rex.
Hello, everyone. It's great to be back.
Well, we're always happy to see you.
I'm happy to see everyone here.
Oh, well, I'm happy and you're happy. We're all happy. It's a happy day.
Well, surprise, that's the title of the song I'm teaching you today.
Really? Well, I love the song already. So what does the song talk about?
This song talks about how to have a happy day. What you know and what you do are an important part of you, and what you think and what you say will help you have a better day. 所以呢,你的一言一行跟你心里面的态度呢,能够决定你是否要过快乐的一天。
Well, it sounds like a great song. Will you teach it to us?
Of course. Now repeat after me. What you know and what you do are an important part of you. You sing.
What you know and what you do are an important part of you.
What you think and what you say will help you have a better day.
What you think and what you say will help you have a better day.
Very good. Now let's sing this whole song together.
What you know and what you do are an important part of you. What you think and what you say will help you have a better day. Have a happy, happy day. And everything you do and say, help someone and give a smile. Give the world your best today.
Now you know the song. I want to invite you to sing louder with me.
What you know and what you do are an important part of you. What you think and what you say will help you have a better day. Have a happy, happy day. And everything you do and say, help someone and give a smile. Give the world your best today. Have a happy, happy day. In everything you do and say, have someone to give a smile. Give the world your best today.
What a great song. Thank you for singing it. I hope it makes you happy. And remember, give the world your best today. Keep smiling. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Well, we've talked about a lot today, Andrea. And friends, we have reviewed a lot this Saturday. And since it is the weekend, I think that maybe you should take a day and rest. And we'll see you again next time.
That sounds like a great idea, Tom. It's a new year. Take time to rest and relax and get ready for all the things you are going to discover this year.
That's right. We're going to discover some new things next week. Imagine that. We'll be talking about habits. But I won't say too much right now. You'll have to come back. We'll see you next time here at Let's Talk in English at
The Mall.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, everyone.
听力课堂, 听class.com